Cuffing season is during the fall and winter most people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves, along with the rest of the world, desiring to be cuffed or tied down by a serious relationship. Cuffed. To no longer seek non-platonic relationships with others. Cuffing season begins late September, early October, through the end of tax season. Facts.
No, so, yes. Urban Dictionary is lit. I kind of agree, but in my opinion, like, cuffing season is it's seasonal. Like, you might be down for monogamy temporarily, but like you said, when tax season hits, maybe Valentine's Day, when it gets warm outside, there's more options. Sometimes you go into hoe season, and then that's over until cuffing season comes back. So I don't – is there a cuffing season in the South?
I was just wondering. Sorry.
Good question. In places where it's warm, because I think cuffing season has a lot to do with it being cold outside. You want a warm body. You want that warm sex in the wintertime.
That's pretty
you
much
want to
it.
Just chill up and lay up, Netflix and chill, and, like, you know.
Yeah. It's like you said in the song, that's your blanket. It'll keep you warm.
Yeah, okay. Comfort foods and just lay up and shit. Get back together for a second. I'm lying.
Not that part.
Now, y'all know that all the fat holidays are around this time. It's Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then everybody want to tighten up for New Year's, and then, you know.
Nobody knew me!
And then they forget about it again. But anyways.
So, yeah. So when's cupping season end for y'all? I think, like, around spring, March-ish.
March is kind of early. It depends on if we got an early summer. But, yeah, it definitely is probably March in this area. But I think it really depends on the type of person who is either the benefiter when the season ends. So
like a true hoe.
Yeah. So, you know, I think where I do disagree with the Urban Dictionary's definition is that, you know, it says the desire to be cuffed, you know, wanting to be in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How I see cuffing season is it's a false relationship without merit. Shout out to the Ho Hive. Shout out to the Ho Hive. Remember, follow us on Facebook at the Ho Hive, on IG at the Ho Hive, on Snap at the Ho Hive. But yeah, back to that. It's definitely a false relationship without merit. It's a support system, food, shelter, finance, and security. And like you guys said, sundress season is officially over. So, you know, people need a warm body. But it's cuffing season is, to me, is a mutually beneficial situation.
Yeah.
And that's about the gist of it. So when does it end? I think it really depends on the type of person that you are going into the season. So I have actually a few of those people listed. I will, you know, get into that later.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to post y'all a little graphic of cuffing season timeline. So y'all know when to get a bae, when to get rid of the bae, when to stop answering the phone for bae. just so you know. Is that somebody calling in? Nah. Okay. Now, for me, cuffing season is definitely some of the things you said. I don't need to be, like, taken care of like a baby. That would be nice, but, you know, basically, for me, cuffing season is, like, you come when you called on, and that's it. Like, obligations are very minimal besides making sure that I orgasm every time, at least once. Thrice is really, you know, that's how you stay around longer. And I don't think that cuffing season should be a monogamous season, but anyway.
So you're saying poly people get down with cuffing season, so you just get your squad together to cuffing season?
I'm saying that cuffing season is totally separate from poly. Poly's just not even part of, that's not even in the sexual realm.
So you said, like, it shouldn't be monogamous, so I was like, you think it should be polyamorous?
No, it's not polyamorous because I don't necessarily love them and I ain't necessarily trying to stay with them.
It's just a season.
It's just a season. If we have an understanding from the jump, that's all we need. I need communication. That's what I need, communication.
Seasonal affection. I think she meant affection disorder.
Yeah, seasonal affection. Yeah, seasonal affection thing. What are some elements? Let's see. Like, what do you do during your cuffing season?
What have I done? Well, first off,
had some great sex. I know that.
First off, for the listeners who, you know, who never participated or partook in cuffing season, we need to explain to them how to, the whens, the whats, the hows, the whys. Why people cuff, when people cuff.
We got the when.
Okay, we got the when out the way. Who? Well, we're going to get the who's out the way, but we need to, the how to. How do people cuff?
How do you get the person initially? Or
have you ever cuffed?
Well, I guess I have, but it wasn't like a cuffing season official.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was like,
mine just happened at fall in a cuffing season. But
that's normally how it happens. You don't even realize. You look up and you're like, damn, it is cuffing season.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pretty much.
Yes, for the fake relationship. That's the point. That's what you find out. That's why I be saying, I don't know, sometimes cuffing season be during the summer for some people.
So what are these cuffing season relationships based off of?
Is it just the sex?
I think sex has a fucking large part to do with it.
I think easy GMO meal prep is
not GMO.
Is definitely a factor, you know, because if I got to be cooped up with you,
you're dating a chef.
No, hold on. I'm not talking about me.
Oh.
I'm talking about people, how too, you know, how people are, how, you know.
Oh, how to get.
Yeah, how people bait them in. You know, I think that one of the elements is people definitely, they bait them in with those easy meal preps, you know, GMO, GMO packed ass TV dinners, take it out the case.
Make you some lobby.
I did make somebody a dinner out of everything from the dollar store. I did. They totally loved it.
Hey, it's just about that count.
You see,
oh, they had that dollar store food, bitch. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was really simple. It was just some nachos with some meat and cheese sauce, whatever. The little sauce that come in the dollar store. At the time, that was what I could afford. That and my time, that's what she got. It was all good.
Y'all can make y'all laugh real quick. This ain't got nothing to do with this show.
So y'all watch Daria, right?
No.
Remember Daria?
Back in the
day. A long ass time.
The cartoon?
That's so far.
I love that show. But y'all remember her best friend who had the little.
Oh, y'all make things not funny when y'all know what I'm talking about.
Fuck it. Her best friend, yeah. My hair serving it right. Dang.
Yeah.
Anyway, so anybody who's watching the live video, y'all see my hair.
Y'all, do I look like Jane from Darby?
You do, actually.
Maybe I'll be here for Halloween.
That would be cool.
That actually might happen. But I don't want to do it at our event. I'll do that on Halloween for real. But anyways, back to cuffing season. I just needed that break, y'all.
So is it like, do you purposefully get someone for a cuffing season? Do we have any callers? Like, do you purposely do it, or does it just happen for you?
Daryl said there's a cuffuation. She had a bad day, and she calls up that familiar body to make her feel good. So a
cuffuation. Oh, I love that. Thank you very much for that, Daryl. Cuffuation.
Okay.
All right.
But
the cuffuation, does that require a communication, or it just happens?
I think.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I think another element of how to cuff is, or you know, how to bait them in is clean houses and well-behaved kids.
I don't really think that clean houses or well-behaved kids are a requirement at all. From things
some
I've
people
seen.
Have standards, though. That's
why I would have those standards, but I've seen. I'm not a person who's currently being cuffed. Like they're not like, you know. I mean. No.
But, you know, during the pre-cuff, it's not all straight to, you don't even know they got kids in pre-cuff.
Right, and pre-cuff.
And pre-cuff, you're just going to be trying to, like, send your paycheck and you could take her to dinner. Like,
right.
That's the thing that you be working on, like, during the pre-cuff season, like, you got to get your, like, finances together so that like, you can, like, go on dates, book those hotels, buy those dresses.
Hello.
You know, all that extra.
I think only cash will be
are you kidding me?
That's in house.
Yo, let me tell you, it's cheaper to be single.
That's
when you dating anybody cuffing, you're kind of dating somebody a little bit. Like, it is what it is. You decided to spend your time with this person.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Like, you're going to spend your money if you're going to be with this person.
And
if I'm going to eat, you ain't about to sit there and be hungry.
You're not just just spending money on the other person. You're getting your eyebrows done. You're getting you're buying shoes. You know you gotta buy that heel boot. You're buying that heel boot. You're getting your eyebrows done.
You're doing extra shit. I'm that kind of extra. Okay,
cuffing season is very expensive. Cuffing season is very expensive.
Because honestly, all of that is that's the bait. You gotta pull out the bait so that when you walking down the street, you looking like a snack and you cuffing them, like you pulling them. You know,
right.
You can't be out here looking shabby trying to get somebody.
Right.
That don't make sense. There's competition out here, bitch. Like, what you mean? Okay.
Yeah.
We hoes, okay.
It just be costing me the price of my rent.
Well, it can be a $7 dress, but you make it cute, okay?
Yeah.
It don't need to be expensive. We say
right.
cute.
Right.
It's gonna be flat.
Where y'all?
I'll be cute.
Where y'all at?
And don't
rain.
Have
to
forever 21 ain't the bargain anyway.
Okay. Rainbows. We'll stick with rainbows.
Responsibilities in cuffing season. We can go into responsibilities of in cuffing season.
Ooh, that sounds like an oxymoron.
It's almost like accessibility. Like you almost got to be accessible to whoever, you know, in cuffing season.
Yeah, I don't know.
it's some responsibilities. What did I write down? I wrote some really ratchet shit.
So you got to be available. Okay.
Availability. And I look at cuffing season as a temporary thing, so you need temporary loyalty during that portion. Like, you at least for a while, y'all, you know.
Loyalty of what?
Like
loyalty of the pussy or, like, loyalty of the
function?
But I guess the effect, the intimacy, the affection, maybe.
I don't know. The emotions? There's emotions that happen. I mean, you lay up with somebody, only one person for that.
It can get comfortable during those cold seasons. You get snowed in or something for a couple of days. You got to be with somebody you're comfortable with being with for a couple of days. Like,
Daryl said no loyalty.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. Well, I've been monogamous my whole life. Like, so I don't. That's just me, but you have a completely different perspective. You're like, what? One person, like, you just don't.
So I'm, like, sexually monogamous, but I also don't mind, like, other things outside of, you know, whatever's going on. But I always have, like, my rules and boundaries in place, whatever situationship I get.
Mm-hmm.
But, cuffing season, I think that, to me, cuffing season is like a friends with benefits type of situation.
It
so,
could be that. It
like
could
that.
Be that.
Like that.
You can arrange your cuffing
like
season.
Like,
that.
To me, that's what it
that's
would be
ideal,
for me
though.
Because I like connecting in other ways, and I don't necessarily always want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
There's other stuff I want to do in life.
I love that.
But I love it to be great.
I want to be. Can we be friends and have really bomb ass sex too?
Yeah.
Is it too much?
We can, but I'm not only gonna have one friend.
And just because I'm having sex doesn't mean I'm having sex with all my friends. It could just be you. You just gotta bring it right. It just depends.
So,
how I feel at the time.
But is this how you feel anytime, or is this just during cuffing season?
Nah, that's just in general, you know. I don't change up for no seasons besides my clothing.
You don't think we as people change with the seasons, too?
Yeah, we change with the
with the moon.
With the planets, the stars.
The universe.
But the seasons change with the planets and the stars and all that too. So, you know, there's certain things that we do. It's kind of like how the years go in heat in a certain time. Like, they just want to fucking procreate at some point. You think humans do that too?
Yeah.
Right.
Most definitely. I think that's how I was born in August.
No, because they was during cuffing season, they was getting it in. And then you was born in the summer.
There's a lot of summer babies, like that August month. There's a lot of people.
Because in
that
the wintertime, people
like
cuddle
July,
down,
August,
keeping each other warm. Okay.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But don't get pregnant during cuffing season. That's not the proper cuff.
Are you a Pisces?
Me? She's a Leo.
Daryl
asked. Oh, no.
Leo.
I'm a Leo. I'm Leo all the way. But I would say.
Explore the jungle.
Yeah, I can explore, but, you know, every jungle ain't safe. And I got to make sure I know my way around the jungle before I start wandering. Right. Swing off of a, like, a weak vine and shit. I ain't for that. Okay. I need my vines and stuff to have strength. So loyalty, some people say we want loyalty and some people say no loyalty.
I think it's
situational.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you bring your shit correct, you might end up with some loyalty real easy. I'm just saying.
That's
right.
So what are some benefits of cuffing, y'all?
Like, I think I like the warm body in the winter. Sex and cold blanket.
Sex and cold blanket.
Yes, I just did.
Sorry, I got a problem.
No, but really, like, having somebody around companionship, but honestly, that's a whole other story. I don't want to go there.
So I'm going to speak on the benefiters of cuffing season. Like, who benefits from this?
We said both parties. Right? They should be mutual.
Well, but who? We don't even know who the cuffing people are. Listen, we don't even know who the cuffing people are. But I got a list of, I got a list of cuffers.
Okay.
All right.
Who are the cuffers?
All right. Now I want you guys to know that I am.
Don't be offended.
Please don't be offended. She's probably offending somebody in this very room, but don't be offended.
If you're taking it personal, it's about you.
If you're taking it personal, it's probably about your motherfucking ass. You're probably used to this shit. But, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with it.
It's just descriptors.
We're just bringing light to the unenlightened.
All right, I bring it up.
Nouns and adjectives. This is uncensored because I don't want nobody to feel like my opinions are of my co-host. This is strictly.
No, she's just uncensored.
Yeah, that's just me. So the benefiters, and I'm talking about the people who benefit from a cuffing season. We're going to first start off, and I got a nice little list, and I'm going to keep it nice and short for you guys.
And I'm sure about you talking.
Fuck the feelings. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Simply Nate. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So we have the first and fourth. Actually, I'm going to start bottom up because this is kind of brutal. Black men 16 plus heterosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Totally that.
Oh, yeah, they find lazy as to find somewhere to lay up and get a meal and some free pussy that don't give a fuck about the dumbass shit that they're doing.
Relax. Okay, I feel you. Go ahead. Proceed as you were.
Okay. Might be able to move that down to 13 and over.
We have the mid-20s African-American homosexual. Now,
this just be you all. Straight up, like,
yeah, when them spring deals on apartments come out, everybody moving together.
Right, you all cuffing season, y'all been bunned up. Oh, my God, we going to move in the spring.
Oh, look at this special. It's $1,000, Mom. Let's go here.
Starts off with a drawer.
It does start off with a drawer and little, maybe a couple hangers in the closet, you know.
You might find a couple of pair of shoes under the bed.
It might even start with some leftovers being left over in your
that
fridge.
That too, leftovers for days.
Shout out to the red sniper. So I have lonely, confident, yet insecure women.
Ooh.
That's a big one.
I can be that bitch sometimes.
Yeah, I can be that woman sometimes. Yeah, lonely, confident, yet insecure
women. And as successful to that, because a lot of times successful women, you're busy and you get deprived
and you almost yearn for that kind of attention and companionship.
I have older homosexual males, Caucasian. So I'm talking about maybe like the 55 plus. Older homosexual males, Caucasian. So
I don't
like
know
45 plus. I know a few. Freaks.
Fat light.
Older gay men. Like I know a few.
I need to learn about the fake thing.
But the pay pig life is the life, honey.
You should say this for next week's show.
Okay.
We will.
As a matter of fact, next week's show is all about sex work, so we actually will cover that.
Ooh, yeah.
Got it.
Great.
Next, cougars of all races and financial backgrounds.
Wait, all cougars?
Cougars. Of all ages.
Now, cougars are not going to be loyal. I know that.
Don't even try that.
On all five heads.
All right, y'all ready for this?
Okay.
And Radio Land, y'all ready for me? It's uncensored. You see me in the street, I don't want no problems, but it is what it is.
Oh, my God.
We ready.
This description is like four lines.
White women from inner cities, Baltimore, D.C., St. Louis, Chicago, et cetera, who purchased product from the trap house all summer long and now feels eligible to be a trap kept cucked queen.
Got to use all those supplies?
Are you saying these
hood white bitches dating the drug dealers?
Okay, just needed to summarize that to figure out what
moving
you were saying.
Moving to my shit.
Lastly but not least, we have the overly obese women with esteem issues. Why don't you make me laugh when I
wait a minute?
I just wasn't ready, bitch. I didn't know you were about to say that. I was just
but wait. But why did you say overly and obese together?
Is one not enough?
She got dominant.
No, there is a big difference. Like, you got some, like, there's some, like,
no, there's overweight and then there's obese. Overly obese? Can you get up at that point? What are you doing?
You talking about the joints that you're putting on TV who can't get up from the couch and shit?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can't get up from the couch, if you can't wipe your ass, we can't cook.
That's my list of the benefiters of cupping season. Those are the people who actually get something out of it. So, you know, and then I'm pretty sure you can go down the list and tell what they each get.
Where the MILF's at?
Not the MILF, man.
The MILF's
are
kind of the cougars, too.
No, I'm a MILF. Where am I?
You are a MILF.
Sure.
Well,
I am.
I have made it. Congratulations.
I thought you were going to be like over 35.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be. I think
you
just have to be a mother.
You just have to be a mom.
You have to be a mom, right?
A cougar,
yeah.
You got to be at least.
Yeah. You're right. You are, Mill. God.
Accomplishments. Have you not seen my IG?
Know me. Definitely one of the scriptures in the first line.
I'll be a gilf soon. Shout out to all the gilfs. Cougars,
the grandmas,
I'm like, oh, they are out there.
Daryl said that cuffs are alimony
on level with size. Oh, wait, what? Oh, almost on the level with size shit.
Yes.
I'd agree.
I missed that last part.
That cuffs are on the same, or almost on the same level as size pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Okay, but a side piece might be quarterly, yearly, monthly, weekly. We don't know.
A side piece doesn't have a time limit. So it's a side piece on a long-term project.
Comparable to a cuff, like
no, it's almost. He said almost. Somewhere between a side chick and that friends with benefits, that's floating.
But a cuff person ain't really on the side, like.
But
when people fall off for a season, though, you know when you don't hear from some of your friends for like the whole winter, but they didn't tell you they was bummed up all season. But when come springtime, they ain't got nobody still. So you might not have known. They might have still been a side joint, but was undercover for a couple months.
Yeah.
You know.
Some people don't know that they're the cuff.
Yeah, people don't know.
Damn, that's sad.
We gotta take a break on that.
Woo! Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and take a little breaky break from some advertisements and stuff from our sponsors.
Shout out to Simply Nay and
New Media.
The Whole Hive is sponsored by Stand Omnat Media, a diversified digital brand whose mission is to uplift the voices and cultures that are often silenced, like our host. Other shows include The Black Male Show, The One Mic Stand with Simply Nay, Stay Woke Radio, and possibly yours if you have interest on bringing your ideas to the network. Please visit www.wheredoyoustand.com for more information. We are also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the first and best online website and dating app for lesbians looking for love. Find your Eve at www.eve4eveonline.com. The Successfully Single Soiree has been moved to February because cuffing season is not working out for some of you folks, and we are excited to be bringing that to you. Lastly, get your copy of Successfully Single, Confessions of a Professional Dater from IamSimplyNay.com, www.IamSimplyNay.com. And from what I hear, Halloween is coming up. Tell these hoes how they can get down in the D.C. DMV area.
All righty. Make sure you join us on October 28th for the Halloween
Touch feel. We will be doing our typical show from 8 to 11 p.m. with the after party adult play date from 11 to 2. You can get tickets at www.facetouchfield.eventbrite.com. Early bird tickets ended on the 7th, so you will have to pay full price right now. And this is for our listeners in the D.C. metropolitan area. Or anybody who wants to travel here for Halloween weekend, we have a costume contest with three different categories. We are still doing the Chico Awards. That's for the fancy hoes who like to dress up, put on some heels and a dress or something nice.
Or suit.
Or suit, you know. Then we have Best Kinky Superhero.
Yes.
Yes. And then we have Best Couples Costumes. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're kind of going to have a little costume ball at the event.
And if you're in a threesome or a foursome or something like that, we'll include you as a couple if you want to.
Poly costumes, all of that.
Yeah, so your little pod.
Yes.
Triads, however
your
works.
Relationship is working.
Yes, however it works, y'all can all, participate together. So, yeah.
Also, if you want to call in.
Please talk to my busted babies real quick, homie. Let me bring you in my world. Blind, I'll let you know what I call the busted baby.
She got me speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the flow, man. Trying to get back to her love. Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Poke your mouth out when you're mad too. Say you're nimble, my phone under lip. Like your sex, but more in love with what you do. Turn me on how you stab me when we're through. When you get to me, I won't turn you loose. Scared to moan, Ryan, it's all I can say is fool. My favorite panties are yours, the ones that see through. One with the pink trim on them and they light blue. I'm speaking for the goons, thank God for making you. Bust it, baby, is what I call you. Pedal to the flow, man. Tryna get back to her love. Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Ask around, they know what. They know that's mine. But baby, everybody know that's mine. But baby, everybody know that's mine. Yeah, yeah. So now, they say he's an entertainer.
slow down. You're just one more.
He don't respect you.
He just gon'
hurt you when he bend you.
Well, let them say what they wanna.
Yeah.
I made a promise,
yeah,
to do you right, and I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Girl, I do everything I can. Prove I'm a better man than your friends think I am.
She got me speeding in the fast lane. Pedal to the front lane. Tryna get back to her love. Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Ask around, they know what.
She got me speeding in the fast lane, pedal to the front main.
Tryna get back to her love,
Best believe she got that good thing. She my little hood thing. Ask around, they know us. They know that's mine.
Hey, hey, welcome back. So we're talking about cuffing season. Where are we going with this combo, Miss Uncensored?
We're going to go ahead and segue into risk. And we're talking about health risk, social risk, spiritual risk,
emotional
risk, you know, physical risk, all that. What are the risks of you know, during cuffing season? I'm going to go ahead and start off. I will say, you know, because the transition is so quick, I think that when people jump right into the cuffing season relationship, they don't take the time to sit down and have a serious conversation and say, hey, listen, you know, this is what I've been doing, you know, over the summertime. I don't think anyone's that 100% honest. So, you know.
I'd be that honest.
I don't really do too much anyway in the summertime. Yeah, I don't do too much in the summertime. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't think people are going to be, like, you know, all the way honest. Like, yeah, you know,
oh,
I had, like, six bitches in one night.
Oh,
I don't know about the condom.
You're seasonal, so
right.
This is going to end
yeah.
in a couple months.
So it's not like they're not going to be all the way honest,
yeah.
you know. So with that.
Do you always know
that you're. Is there a point in the cuff where you feel like, oh.
Well, I think just in the name cuffing season, like, the goal is probably to cuff them, like, tie them down for life. And I don't know that that's necessarily what people are going for. Some may be going in it for that, but I don't know. Some people get caught up in it. You can get caught up in it or you can go after it.
Is that a risk?
That's a risk to me. Because sometimes people were just supposed to be a cuff. And they end up sticking around for years for no reason.
So what you're saying is that you might potentially ruin your whole season by cuffing too long or with the wrong person.
Blocking blessings. Yeah, don't be cuffed to the wrong person.
Unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
Ooh, yeah. Unwanted pregnancies and STDs. Let's talk about that for a second. For one, STDs, I can't even tell you about how that experience is because I don't want to know. I just don't know. And I'll just keep not knowing. However, some of those things leave you with, like, permanent damage to your life, certain decisions you won't be able to have later to make.
Which goes back to, I think, one of our episodes before, we were talking about, like, how to be a hoe and safety and stuff like that. Like, if you're going to cuff somebody, show up with your papers if you're going to fuck them. Like, don't just because your hormones raging or whatever just go to the gusto. Like, you need to know this person on some level.
Yeah.
At least know that they ain't going to burn your ass.
Okay, that's just not where it's at.
So that's like emotional health risk too, because the vulnerability factor, like both of y'all have to be vulnerable enough to be honest with each other. So.
And if you're not willing to be that honest with me, I don't need to be sleeping with you.
Pretty much.
Okay.
That's pretty much the long and short of that part. And then pregnancy.
Unwanted
pregnancy.
Unexpected.
Or unexpected. Yeah, unexpected can also be unwanted.
When it's cold, that warm pussy be feeling extra good. And you be like, oh, shit, kids. What the fuck? No.
And them motherfuckers you stuck with for
18 years. 18 years.
Yes, don't let cuffing season turn into an 18-year life sentence.
Talking about babies, and about that baby. I read your Facebook status, and I was like, who the fuck is this bitch talking about babies? 3 months in, you want some babies, bitch? Nah, my nigga, you would have noticed.
That's funny.
Season, you know, let me tell you, like, you can, the emotions run high, you still, it's kind of like honeymoon
new
phase.
Relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's new relationship energy, so you make irrational decisions. That's why we're talking about lesbians be U-hauling, and next thing you know, you got whole leases and car notes with somebody, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you know?
Unwanted bill.
Yeah, all of that.
Cover
it. We still ain't offer you that.
Shout out, y'all look out for me, 2020, I'll be having me, 2 twin boys, I'll be 30. So
like sticking to that.
We're going to shift over to the achievements and the goals of cuffing season.
Okay. Achievements and goals would be for me that the person successfully
ends the cuffing season, like, or maybe they were a good person. I don't know that I would have a goal.
I don't know.
It would totally depend on the person.
Yeah, I don't know what the goal is other than temporary satisfaction.
Pretty much. Like, I'm not really thinking long term about this person. It's more so like, can I deal with them for the amount of time that is necessary for us to both get what we need out of the situation? If we can both be satisfied out of the situation.
Question, this is random. Out of all the serious relationships y'all had, when did y'all start dating? I'm just curious.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, like when you first got with, okay, your longest relationship, Jet, when y'all first started talking and dealing with each other, was it cuffing season when y'all got together?
For one, yes, and for one, no.
Yeah, well, for me, one was September, and the other one was February. It was still cold as shit.
Well, I guess both of them I met in, like, the summertime. And things had already started before cuffing season.
Okay.
So that didn't, and I do official dating. I don't get into relationships without dating.
Right.
Yeah, there's always a dating. So if I'm not dating you, but I'm fucking you, then we're probably just chilling. We're friends.
You're trying to date somebody, like during cuffing season.
Oh. Yeah, I did start to date one of them during cuffing season. That should have been a cuff.
Okay, cuff, they went too far.
Yes, and they are a new relationship energy addict.
I did that, my first serious relationship.
So some people are new relationship energy addicts.
I call those, like, serial relationists.
Yeah. the serial monogamous. She said they're usually what, Libras?
Or
Tauruses?
Scorpios.
Yeah. Scorpios be doing some weird shit. I don't know. But, Scorpios and Leos, we either rivals or totally down. It's one or the other. I just want to know that my time wasn't wasted, you know, during, you know, that's any of my achievements, is that I got something, you know, from it as far as, like, you know, even if that was just to get to know the person more,
mm-hmm.
learn person or just patient.
And talking about yourself.
Or learn something about myself. Like, I really know that the time wasn't in vain, you know.
I don't like to waste time. You're right. I agree with that. Because, like, you don't, even though if a cup is temporary, that's still my fucking time. Like, I don't want to waste it with, I don't want to look back and be like, why I do that for X amount of months? Like, at the end of it, I should still feel like, hey.
Validated.
Yeah, I feel good about it still. Like, I hate feeling like I wasted time. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
As I get older, I guess cuffing season, you mature in it, because when you're young, it's just like,
who you want to spend your time with.
Right. When you're young, it's just some wild shit. But when you get older, you value your time and what you do with it. So,
yeah. So that's where people not knowing that they are the cuff is an issue. Because those people are getting their time wasted, unfortunately. They should probably know that ahead of time. Because some people do go into cuffing season wanting to be cuffed permanently. And then when they find out that that's not going to be the case, it's a surprise. So that should probably, I mean, an achievement for me. That's what I mean. It successfully ended however it was supposed to end. We've communicated from the beginning, throughout, et cetera. We know where it's going, if it's not going nowhere, or what the status is. But we ain't just wandering off in space, wasting time. Basically. And then, oh, wait, we didn't talk about some of those spiritual risks. I want to touch on the spiritual risks. Let's back up to the spiritual risk, because when you are engaging with someone purposely for a specific amount of time, you don't necessarily know what spiritual shit they got going on.
Mm-hmm. You pick up everybody's energy. Carry that shit with you.
Yes, energies. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you got to know how to protect your energies. I mean, protect your privates, of course, but your energies too.
Like your spirit body, the shit you can't see is very valid too. And like you can't, like for example, women, we're receivers. So when we have sex with somebody, we kind of take a piece of them and we hold that shit. Like once you know how to detox the shit, like yeah, but I told y'all, I ain't going to say this on air, but I told y'all my story a second ago. Like that's some energetic shit that I'm still like, yo. But that was a long ass time. So it's there. So even people in short time, like you never felt like the person you were dealing with, you know, when something's going on or y'all calling each other at the same time or whatever mm-hmm. it be. Like, so be mindful of who you want to be like, because whoever you're dealing with, you're going to reflect them on some level or another. You got to pick up their habits, good and bad. And
That. So watch yourself as well.
Right.
Your own activities.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so caught up in the cuff that you done forgot to look at yourself.
Right. Because you are what you eat, so, you know. I'm
just saying. Eat healthy. So then that's some of the benefits, too, is somebody that feeds you spiritually and all of that. Maybe your cuff isn't necessarily like, I mean, it might just be about sex, but you don't want somebody coming in and wrecking up your whole shit, so.
No, you don't want nobody messing up your spirit body, but if I'm going to be chilling with you on that level, then sex is important. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. Like, I ain't about to be with nobody. If the sex, I don't care what good qualities you got, we can be really great friends. So what we're not going to do is be, you ain't going to be the person I'm with. No, that's not an option.
That's lost.
That's not an option. If you can't fuck, you ain't got no chance with Miss Brooke J, the sensualist. Quote that bitch. Okay.
Nope. All right, so I'm not so mean. I'll still have you around. Like,
I said we can be friends.
Yeah, we can be. But sometimes that leads to, like, because sometimes cuffing, like we said, it's about the cuddly, warm stuff and all of that stuff.
Yay,
so the intimacy.
I'm gonna cuddle into some pussy.
Yeah, but there might be some intimacy levels that ain't got nothing to do with getting to the pussy.
Why can't we have that too?
We can have that too, but I might want that with somebody else too.
Yeah.
And
that's just me. You're monogamous, so it's just going to be that one person.
I'm just like however I feel at the time. I
get
mean,
that's how I'm feeling right now. Sure. So when we're on, we're not on risk anymore. We're on.
Oh, that was achievements.
Achievements and goals of cuffing. Okay, and let's talk about this. You could meet your soulmate or something off the whim. Like, it could be a really good encounter, and you can meet somebody that you want to be with, you know? Maybe.
So if you're in cuffing season and you're in a cuffing season with no loyalty and you fall in love, do you just leave the other people? Like, do you actually communicate that?
Wait, what was the question?
I was just wondering how that goes. You done met, like, if you ain't loyal in your cuffing, but you done fell in love with somebody, do you just drop all the other cuffs?
I think that's what people normally do.
That's rude.
That's rude as fuck, isn't it?
It's
don't
rude.
Make you bandy.
I didn't say it wasn't rude, but that's what people do. It's called ghosting.
Yes,
that's
ghosting. Bad.
But people be doing that. People ghost me, yo. I've been ghosted. That shit's fucked up.
Oh, geez. So I've never been ghosted.
I've been ghosted.
I definitely probably have ghosted a couple times, but I didn't even realize it.
I didn't know it was what I was doing, but it happened.
So the couple times it happened, it was real. I felt real bad about it, but I didn't didn't realize I was so busy in life. That was what it was. I was just busy. I just didn't realize I didn't talk to them in like a month. I was like, oh, snap. And I just left it alone at that point.
And sometimes you just gotta ghost on purpose because niggas don't. You ever had them people you gotta break up with 17 times? I'm to the point.
No.
You just gotta ghost. That's why y'all ain't got that good pull. I don't understand why niggas ain't coming back. What are you saying? It was an exaggeration.
Second time, we're not having a problem.
So you gotta ghost people like that because that means they ain't getting a damn point.
Hold on. That's why there's blocking features and that's why your phone can be turned off and shit like that. We have a question from the Ho Hive. We have a question coming in from the Ho Hive. What if you are unsure if you have been ghosted? If you are unsure if you have been ghosted, then you have probably been ghosted.
No way.
You have to ask, and you have absolutely been ghosted.
Okay, no. Okay, that's some real shit.
If you're like, damn, I haven't talked to them in about a week. I wonder
how many weeks makes it ghosted. How long is it
honestly,
before you've been ghosted?
If you've been spending a lot of time, consecutive time with somebody, and then all of a sudden you're gone with no explanation, it could be 2 days if you've been talking to this person
every day.
You know, so it can be like, okay.
You could be sending that person a good morning every single day, and then that day that they do not send you a good morning.
Yes, you already know something's up. Oh, they done cuffed somebody new.
Casper.
Yeah, that sounds like some immature shit to me.
There's a lot of immature people out here.
I've had that happen to me in, like, even situations that were non-sexual. Like, they just, it's
people
just convenient.
Have
yeah, yeah, it's just whatever's convenient for them at the time without any kind of communication.
That happened to my ex-bitch.
Fly right out of the story.
Fucked up. She was a part of the escapade. So let me go to wrap y'all up because I had a manager. He was going out of town. He said, "Hey, Cindy, I need you to do some house sitting for me." I said, "Okay, cool. Let me get my laptop. Let me get my snacks. Let me get my, you know, 420, all that shit. Let me come through. You know, because we posted up for the week. And, you know, I got your place to myself. You know, I'm about to play SBF. Y'all already know single black female. What?
Hey.
Okay, I'm about to have you better. Okay, hit the grocery
store.
Yeah, look, I'll be feeling like new money. I'll be hitting the grocery store. Like,
they got a whole new house.
You got house
tea. You can't tell me shit. Okay, I'll be buying all the finest of the cuts of the fish. That's sounding. But anyway, no, so he says, you know, Sin, I need you to house sit. I'm going out of town for the weekend. But he had also recently had just met this guy, and he, you know, the guy was younger than him. My manager's about 38, ex-manager's about 38. The guy was about 24. So instantly I already knew, like, okay, he's a PG County dude. He has dreads. He's looking to be kept and catered to, and at the same time being able to what he wants to do. That man's not looking for a serious relationship. He just wants somewhere that he can shower, shit, shave, and, you know, nut whenever he feels like it, and have a full belly, but at the same time, not be questioned. So, you know, he called. So I pull up, got my luggage, got my bags and everything. I'm rolling up in there, and I open the, you know, I come in because, you know, he didn't already drop the key off the door. I pop the damn door open. It's this man laid across the couch looking at me, talking about, hello. Hey, so then as I pull it out my cell phone, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I get a text message from my manager talking about, oh, and I left my friend there, the guy that I've been dating, and, you know, he'll be there with you while I'm out of town. So in other words, you know,
I'm not helping.
I'm not helping. So then I call, you know, so me and Ms. Brooke J had a meeting that night because one of the events was coming up, and so I said, hey, you know, stop by, so... You know, I had explained to her what was going on. She said, so she hit me with the, oh, so in other words, you're babysitting. So, needless to say, when he got back in town, you know, and mind you, I was babysitting because I had to not only feed this man.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, honey. Like,
you broke Coco with that.
No, you just rolled up.
I'm like,
what are bisexuals. So it gets deeper.
So you ain't pegging the whole time?
First off, I'm not doing that. First off, I'm mad that I don't have the house to myself. I couldn't think straight.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I couldn't think straight.
So, first of all, why did she need you to be there if she had him to be there?
Because he needed the
gay man
to set up on his tub.
Uh-huh. So needless to say, when my 38-year-old manager got back in town, the 24-year-old, I guess they had their relations one more time, and the next phone call that I get from him was, hey, did he say anything suspicious while I was gone? I said, no. I said, why? Well, he's not answering the phone. He's gone. Like, he's not, picking up, answering my text messages, and I'm like, well, what's going on? So a week later, of course, my manager crashed his car, and he had been reaching out to the guy, and finally the guy responded. He said, hey, I just need you to take me to work. And he took him to work one day, and after that, he really cut him off. So
you crashed your car, you ain't got no
resources.
So,
so I think the ghosting thing is just an immaturity thing, and just people need to communicate better. So if you're just gonna, if you're deciding that you don't want to talk to somebody no more, you should probably just tell them, like, you know, it was good while it lasted, but I'm probably not going to be contacting you anymore. Like, that would be good whole etiquette. Or cuffing season etiquette.
Okay. Shout out to Simply Nay. She done got skirted on a few times before and after cuffing season. This one girl used to ghost me seasonally. Every cuffing season she was around. When the cuffing season came, she swerved the shit out of me. All right now. All right. So listen, you guys, we want to
hit you with the I need space. Hit you with the I need space joint.
Or I got gold. I heard that one. I got gold. I said, really?
Wait, I don't use that one though. No, I gotta stay focused on my goals. I gotta stick to the plan.
I like that.
I think that's honest though. Like, it's sometimes people be a distraction. Like, it's like, hey, like, we've been spending a lot of time, but I realized that, hey, I'm giving myself a little less energy in this department. So hey.
Good.
I think it's kind of, depending on how it's stated, it can be mature.
It's depending on how it's stated.
Yeah. You can't just say, I've been real busy, so no, it's not enough.
It's maturity,
right,
and communication, and how you deliver. It definitely matters. But if somebody says, like, what's up, where you been? And you like, I got gold. And you just,
no, that's some ratchet rude shit.
That's just rude.
All right, y'all. All right, so we gonna bring
when you ain't talking about no goals until just now. That's an issue. I've heard that.
Your goal is to cuff somebody else. And anywho, so that wraps our conversation this week about cuffing season. Hey, we're taking the picture. Oh, we snapping.
Hey. Ooh, look at the act. The act.
We don't out.
Oh, there's booty.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, we got distracted, y'all. So. our cuffing season episode. Next week we will be talking about sex work, all the things from stripping, escorting, webcamming, you know, financial domination, whatever you want to do. So we're going to talk about all the things. Any last closing statements y'all want to make?
Now I want my song on there.
All right, so we're going to sign off here.
Just shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Continue to support the Ho Hive. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all much.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So we're signing off. This is Brooke J, the Centralist.
This is Dez with a Z.
And this is Miss Uncensored. Y'all have a great rest of the week.
all of the you left. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you here by 10:30, no later than drop them drawers.
Take Wednesday, Thursday.